Do you ever find yourself hungry, thirsty, lonely? If so, I got the place for you. It's called Bomber O'Brien's. Serves ice cold beer, greasy cheeseburgers, pizza, and you might meet your future ex-wife. Bomber O'Brien's located in South City off of South Kings Highway in Beck. We can feed you, we can provide you drink, and maybe you'll even meet that weird girl that looks like me with lipstick on in the corner. Bomber O'Brien says, come in and see us or don't. Who cares?
Welcome back to the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Now, back to Tim, Jim, and Doug, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on CBS Sports, 105.7 HD2 FM, 920 AM, and InsideSTL.com.
Strangers at sea.
Now that's a man there, but this is a woman.
Right? Both are open for a discussion. And a kissing. Ooh, what have I been missing?
And then it just picks up the pace. And there is no percussion, I don't think. Now there is. It's very obvious, as a matter of fact. It's Ryan Kelly Morning After. This is CBS Sports 105.7 HD2 FM, 920 AM, and InsideSTL.com. Ideally, we'd just simplify that. I think it'd add years to my life. I didn't have to say that five times an hour. I guess I don't have to.
Okay.
But I feel like I lead by example, and that's why I get here 7 minutes late every day.
Well, you know, I guess you're on your own time. If your dad says it's okay, then that's what you do.
Ryan Kelly leads by example, and he's at the office like at 6 in the morning. Guy's out of control.
Runs there sometimes.
Yeah,
it's hard to slow me down. Tell you that.
Right.
I got a lot of energy. I think everybody knows that, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, we noticed. Yeah.
I don't really just sleep and slay around. I wake up early and there's always 100 things on my mind and I just start trying to knock them down one at a time. And we look at the success of the Home Loan Expert brand over the years and it's just the dedication, the work ethic and everybody, and how we come together as a team here. I'm going to keep it short because I am sitting here today. Yeah, how about that? I'll let you guys go. And how do I follow up to Joe Buck? I like to not be calling in on a Joe Buck day, if that's okay.
We'll put you on after Larry Nickel next week.
Yep, perfect. Yep, that's great. Me and Larry could actually, I'll sponsor a show. We'll do a co-show together. There
Ooh,
it is.
Nice.
I'll look like
I'd
a king, and he'll look great, too. Here he goes, guys. Current mortgage rate's not in the twos. You need to call me today. You are throwing money away. 314-781-9700. 781-9700. You can always apply online at thehomeloanexpert.com. Love to hear from you. Love to work up options. That's what we're in business. That's what we do. That's what probably one of the only things we're good at, but we work up a lot of options, and we save people a lot of money. My company is the Home Loan Expert LLC. Boys, I appreciate you letting me jump on this morning. We'll talk to you real soon.
Thank you, Ryan. There he is, the title sponsor of this show, Ryan Kelly. Support the sponsors. That's the name of the game. For reals. On board with the show, the only thing that matters is when you hear these companies in segment and commercial breaks, see them on InsideSTL.com, hear them on the podcast that you choose to do business with them. Otherwise, Doug, it'll come to an end. And I don't think you would be able
some
to live with yourself.
Some would be in favor of this coming to an end.
What?
But I wouldn't be.
Oh, my God. That's an endorsement.
Well, I keep holding out hope that maybe the show gets turned around in the right direction.
What direction? More sports?
You
want us to break down the trade deadline?
Oh, that'd be nice. Yeah.
Who would you like to see the Cardinals get?
Some big difference maker.
Okay.
Well, they just got Jerome Williams.
Maybe a bat or an arm? A solid bat?
Yeah.
Or a good arm?
A good arm.
That's what you got to say.
That would be nice. I don't think they need the bat as much as the arm or two. But once you add Williams, maybe that's it. Cubs got Chapman, we got Williams. Okay with
but
that.
But come on. Like, I know that's an easy thing to go to on the same day, but saying, Cubs got Chapman, we got Williams. Like, the Cardinals may do something else in the next 5 or 6
days. You don't think that's a big deal that they got Chapman?
It is a big deal, but on the same exact day, to act like the Cardinals aren't doing anything and their big move is Jerome Williams,
no.
I don't think that's fair.
No, it was kind of a joke.
I understand that.
But it won't be a joke.
Thanks for telling me, Doug. I didn't get it.
It won't be a joke if they don't do anything here in the next few days or weeks, I guess.
I don't know. I kind of
don't want them to sell any of the prospects to do something for 2016. I know that's not popular. I know it's not fun.
I would not give up at all. When you're this close to the wild card, I would not give up.
It just depends on, of course, who it would be, but I just don't think it's... I mean, of course, it could happen. It certainly could happen, and we've been so... What's the word I'm looking for? Blessed to experience the outliers mathematically that were 2006 and 2011, but Charlie hitting three of those lottery tickets, I don't know. But nonetheless, by the way, we had Joe Buck on in the 8 o'clock hour. That's one that I would big time recommend if you didn't listen to it. That was what a podcast is like. That's what I visualize for the podcast that I plan on doing as soon as all of our radio dealings are done. And I can kind of settle in that the wonderful sea monster will be producing with me. That's what I visualize, that type of hour that we just had with Joe Buck. And if you didn't hear it, you can podcast it on InsideSTL.com, on our app, on iTunes, whatever the case might be. And as I said, thank you to the listeners. We're getting so many texts from people that was one of their favorite hours, the best interview in the history of the show, and Joe and I are texting now, and he said, I saw this in the Post-Dispatch. This will be pretty cool. The book, you can pre-order right now on Amazon, and I cannot wait to read that thing, because I don't know where he's going with it. There's all kinds of stuff in there, and he's going to be at Chaminade with John Hamm on November 21st to do an event for the book. Tickets are at Left Bank Books. So you get to listen to Joe Buck and John Hamm talk it over about the book on November 21st. Tickets at Left Bank Books for that. How about that deal? That's a pretty good. That's a pretty good event.
Yeah, that'd be a nice treat. Did John Hamm go to Chaminade?
Burroughs.
He did.
A lot of our listeners went to Burroughs. MICDS.
Yeah, most of them.
Yeah, 64% actually on our
Block Yeshiva or Following the Cat.
Right.
Yeah, I just wonder why they didn't go to Burroughs or MICDS.
Priory.
Priory's another one. Boy, you said a mouthful there for being an outsider.
Thanks, Doug. How long until I'm not an outsider, or will I ever be an insider?
I think the only way you can attempt to become an insider is if you have a kid, and then you have to decide what private school to send him to, and then you pick one that, you know, that we agree with, and then you'll start to become a real St. Louis.
What if I marry a St. Louisan?
And you're about to.
I'm about to.
Yeah, right. Well, that's borderline.
But does it get me kind of in the
she's
club?
She's not an outsider, but you will be.
So am I an insider by marriage?
Not really, because you have to answer the question. Where the hell did you go to high school?
And I can say, Whitmer.
Yeah, and that's not good enough. That won't cut it.
All right.
Make something up, maybe.
Okay.
Make up some generic high school. Or here's one.
Fenton I went to North. Say you went, that's why we're doing.
Say
Fenton
you went
North.
To McBride. Well, it's not there anymore.
Oh, I like that.
And that's the old Webster, right?
No.
McBride?
No. Webster is Webster.
Okay, but
been there 100 years.
Didn't people from McBride, that school, now those kids go to Webster? Isn't that correct?
No, McBride was a Catholic school in North County.
What's the school? I feel like Webster for basketball every year. They wear uniforms of an old school that is no longer around.
I didn't know they did that.
I don't think they did either. That sounds like an outsider talking to me.
I'm telling you, I've seen this. Somebody's going to text
in. Why would
in.
Webster wear the uniforms of another school?
It's because it's a school in the area, I believe, which is no longer around, but was near Webster. That's what I thought the case was. Somebody will text in. They know what I'm talking about. Every year, Webster basketball wears different jerseys.
Just like one time?
Yes.
Guys, where did Charlie's fiance go to high school? From Craig, the CPA, who I met at our gym yesterday.
Give us a hint
of the high school.
Yeah,
it starts with a.
Like, where did she grow up? What region?
She grew up in DePere,
Kirkwood,
but technically DePere.
So she went to Kirkwood. If it was public.
Did she go to private school? Oh, she went to public school.
She went to a private school.
That's
oh gosh, I would hope.
I went to public school.
Yeah, I did too.
Do you feel like we're less of a man?
I feel like you're less than me. I hope that isn't weird to say.
No, it's cool. I get it.
I never even entertained the thought of going to private school. I remember I got a letter once in sixth grade from, back then they called it Country Day, now it's MICDS, saying, we have been alerted that you'd be a fine candidate for our school. And my parents were so stunned by this. Oh, we have to go see it. We have to go see the school. You're being recruited. But I don't know if it, probably everyone got the same letter, but said, we have to go, we have to go. So we went looking. Of course, it's a gorgeous school. And then the guy told him right at the end that it was something like $1,000 to go there for seventh grade. And my parents both like had a heart attack. They both clutched their chest at the same time. Off we went back to Kirkwood.
And you became a proud pioneer.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Back-to-back state runners-up?
Yeah, that's right.
Hall of Famer you are?
No, hardly.
You MC the event, though.
I've done that a couple times.
So you're like the commish. But the commish is in the Baseball Hall of Fame, the writer's wing. So you're as the MC, you're kind of
no,
a
no
part of the Hall of Fame.
In no way am I in the Hall of Fame. No way, shape, or form.
But you took a Hall of Famer deep.
Well, that much is true.
Nice, Charlie.
Tom Terrific.
Guys, Chaminade wears McBride jerseys every year. The jerseys are orange, which is probably making Chuck think of Webster Groves.
Yes, that's what I was
Maybe
thinking of.
But
Wildwood Whisker business.
Webster also does that with his school as well, and I'm trying
to
figure
it out. Yeah, and it's something
like
Douglas High or something
like that? Was it an all-African-American school back in the day, maybe?
Yeah.
That's what we're getting
in
text. Douglas School and Webster, an all-black school.
Yes.
And the texts are coming in too fast. They close. There you go.
So I was there, Doug. I had the wrong school. But mm-hmm. I remember Webster wearing these jerseys once a year.
And Emmanuel Lewis played Webster.
He did.
And that ties it all in nicely. Harry Carey went to Webster.
Think about that.
Yep.
Now what are you thinking?
I wonder what uniforms Harry Carey wore when he played. He probably played something.
Just kidding, Chuck. Next time you can join Tim and I at the gym for a group workout. Hashtag think about it. That's from Craig, the CPA.
I'll probably go to the gym right after this show. I'm feeling pretty good.
Mm. Well,
I got a bunch of meetings today, so I might be in the afternoon. If anybody wants to stop by, that's where you can watch me today.
What will you be wearing today, Tim?
Panties.
And that's it?
He's going to be wearing the Borat one piece. It's called a mankini, I believe.
Deadlift day. Heads
Ooh.
Up.
You're going to be deadlifting in your panties.
Mm. Is that cool?
It's not that cool. No.
What would happen, though, if in all seriousness, a dude walked into the gym, let's say he had a t-shirt on, but he had like a thong, but he has his shoes on. So he's technically, he's not being vulgar because he's covering everything up, but you can kind of see a lot, Doug. And then he just goes in the corner of the gym and starts hammering deadlifts. what everybody say?
It's probably happened before somewhere.
That's hot. I want to think about that.
It's not that hot. In fact, it isn't hot in the least.
And grunting.
I see people every now and then posing at my gym every now and then.
Really?
They look into the mirror and start posing.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Like flexing?
Mm-hmm.
How old are these cats? What if it's broads?
20-something.
Really?
But
they might be bodybuilders.
Yeah, clearly.
But that's part of the routine.
I know.
After your workout, if you flex your muscles and pose them, that's kind of the way you finish off, you know, the muscle fatigue. You really kind of flex them.
Nice, really? Charlie. Nice.
You're a bodybuilder yourself?
Oh, but I read magazines.
Yeah, Charlie and I see each other up there.
We do. Tim likes to do, he gets on that stair stepper.
You know, that's the one time I've done that in like the last year, and
like
you happen
I've
to see me
you
there. I like that, but I don't really do all that much cardio anymore. But that
I feel
was
like that's
day
the
that
best cardio machine, though.
I like
that.
That
would wear you out, that stair stepper.
Yeah.
That's why I don't do it. I do the easiest cardio machine, which is the recumbent bike. I like to go when there's a Cardinals game and just kind of ride the bike for about an hour, watch three or four innings of baseball.
Mm. Hey, you did interval training? You do that interval training?
Not really.
I recommend it. Doug, I recommend that. I also recommend my Bomber O'Brien's adult film star, up-and-coming starlet of the week. Do we have opening production for this? Nope. Doug? Opening production rolled now.
Okay, hit the lever, Plows.
There is none. Okay. But there will be, and it'll be wonderful. Maybe we'll get Caden to voice a little something.
Can Doug do an intro? Doug, go ahead and give us a little intro here. You're a voice guy, a professional trained voice guy. Go ahead and give us an intro for the Bomber O'Brien's second ever adult film starlet of the year.
And now, sponsored by Bomber O'Brien's, Tim's latest up-and-coming adult film star. Here she is, Tim.
What? I'm so excited about this. I'm excited when I find a new talent, and I'm even more excited when my recommendation leads to great things, like scoring free Coke for these girls. And Doug, once again, just like we did last week, we're going to make somebody famous. You know who said that? Kiefer Sutherland and Emilio Estevez in Young Guns 2, 1989.
All right.
I'll make you famous. That's what they said.
Yeah, I missed the picture.
Well, we made Jill Cassidy famous, and tomorrow she will be the second guest, maybe the headliner, outside of presidential candidate Jill Stein, who will be on the show at 9:30 tomorrow. If we can get Jill Cassidy. Now, we can get Jill Stein, spend an hour with Joe Buck. We're efforting Jill Cassidy.
She won't come on. She's nervous about it, or she's trying to hide from it.
Let me ask you this, though. What if we were to get Jill Cassidy first in the show, and then one of Jill Stein's people does a little research via social media and sees there was an adult film star on the show right before her? Is there a chance that she would then cancel the interview?
Both will cancel. I think that's a possibility. I don't know. If you're running for the Green Party, you're probably looking for any publicity you can get.
What's the platform of the Green Party?
I follow her on Twitter now, and she wouldn't stop tweeting last night. Her and Roderick got to get together and have a tweet off, Jill Stein and Jill Roderick, and I don't know who would win.
Is she tweeting environmental issues? Is that what the Green Party's all about?
No. She said Bernie was selling out. She was actually tweeting the same stuff that Trump was tweeting last night. Jill Stein was, except she was just tweeting every 5 seconds. Hold on. I'm sending out the tweet so our listeners can see who it is. Doug, this is what it's all about. I don't want to say the name because then immediately everybody will recognize it and see it for themselves because they're already all familiar with her. Of the 669 followers she has, and what a coincidence, that's the number.
Okay, don't giggle like that.
My newest, Bomber O'Brien's. It's a sponsored segment. Otherwise, I would never talk about this stuff on the air because I believe we're all going to hell if we talk about
Possibly,
it.
Possibly, yeah.
My newest Bomber O'Brien's adult film starlet of the week.
Okay,
the up-and-comer
is
McKenna Cade.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
never heard of her.
Oh, wow.
Never heard of her. And this is a girl or guy?
Hopefully, we'll get to a few guys in the next couple of weeks. But for now, it's been two women. Week one, Jill Cassidy. Week two is McKenna Cade. And since it's much like Jill Cassidy's Twitter handle, spelled incorrectly, I will tweet out the name so the listeners can follow her and start asking her about her favorite French fry and what time she will be on the show.
McKenna Cade. And where is she from, Tim?
Let's see. Her Twitter handle says Porn Valley, CA.
Porn Valley, CA. Is that the San Fernando Valley?
You would think. You would think.
Yep,
just over
right
those Hollywood hills. No.
So you see the influence that that thing had on her. She lives right there, and she goes, well, I guess I'll have to get into that business myself.
Her most recent tweet, July 25th, good morning, with a heart emoji.
How do you spell her name, please?
M-A-K-E, like make. Make money, money, make money, money,
okay.
Money. M-A-K-E-N-N-A-C-A-D-E.
Yeah, it is spelled wrong, isn't it?
Right. Jill Cassidy is J-I-L-L-K-A-S-S-I-D-Y-Y.
She's already got 8 new followers since like a minute ago.
Yeah, no, it's exciting. To be a kingmaker.
And I think I see her here with is it the fake black hair with the wig and she looks like something from the 1930s, maybe?
No, that's not her.
No.
What are you on? Oh, you're on Facebook.
Well, I just I just Googled it, and that's the name that came up.
Yep, and already the listeners are asking about her favorite fries. She's up to 681 followers.
Just like that. Just exactly like that.
What are your favorite fries? It's a good opener. Good conversation started.
And where did you spot this this young gal, Tim?
I'm not going to reveal my secrets, baby.
Oh.
I just can't. Chunk and the Chuck just tweeted at her, congrats on being T. McKernan's up-and-coming porn star. What's your favorite type of fry?
Mm.
Daniel, what are your favorite kind of fries? McKenna Cade.
Our listeners are creeps. In
Doug,
a good way.
You want to take a gander? You won't be seeing any nudity. That would be inappropriate and offensive and the whole lot.
Yeah.
Let me see if I can get something where there isn't any. Efforting.
Here's what's really...
There she is. Look at there. There it is. McKenna Cade. There she is. Now, I sent this information to Caden to get her feedback immediately, and I have not heard back from her, but she was high on the Jill Cassidy play, and my credibility is impeccable in the industry, whether it be Caden herself, Christy Mack, Keisha Gray, August Ames, Lena Rhodes. I'm really excited about the things my staff is doing, and I don't want to take all the...
Isn't this just a matter of watching some new porn, and it's a new girl, and you say, oh, she's kind of attractive, and then that's it?
Actually, honestly, that would stand to reason, but it's actually not.
There's more to it than that.
He has an inside source. He has somebody that holds the boom mic at one of these low-level shoots.
I don't buy
right
that.
Before these ladies and gentlemen kind of break out as big stars.
I don't buy it.
Yep. That's how it works.
I think someone just made a new 45-minute video, and you saw it, and oh look, there's someone who has not really in the business yet. She's kind of cute. Okay, there's our next star. Is there anything more to it than that?
I'm not going to reveal my secrets, baby.
Okay.
What do you think I'm going to tell you when I see your tell? I'm not going to tell you that.
He's got you.
Just know to put those Oreos down.
That's right.
Thank you.
Okay, and this girl is now destined for greatness or a messed up life somewhere in the San Fernando Valley?
I think they can run parallel. She was at six. This is wonderful. Think about this. She was at 669 followers before I announced her as the Bomber O'Brien's up and coming adult film starlet of the week, and now she's at 696. So it's funny that those two numbers have just switched places. That's funny.
Isn't that humorous? Do these starlets know that they're about to be named your up and coming stars? It is a complete shock.
No, because it's kind of like Tim Kaine in the vice presidential nomination on Saturday. Nobody knew until Hillary called Tim Kaine. And I feel like that's the same way I'm operating the Bomber O'Brien's up-and-coming adult film.
So this girl doesn't realize it yet because she's
going to wake up in 7 hours.
Yeah,
and
just
she's
from dancing last night. It's around some pole until 7 in the morning. She's going to wake up and say, oh, look, I picked up 500
Jeff Ablin just liked my post.
Okay. Doug, what do you think? Does she have what it takes?
I don't know. I haven't seen it. I saw one small picture.
But just break it down. Give us a scouting report.
Well, I would assume that they come and go real quickly in that business. And so, sure, if one of the other 23-year-olds who's been working in the business for 6 months is now burned out, I'm sure there's probably room for her now.
And then after that, she usually has a very fulfilling
I would
life,
say probably
and
not.
There's never any repercussions from the previous line of work.
I'm sure they never regret having done it.
No.
Timmy the Tickler says the Tickler approves. That's big for me.
Well, that's good.
He's a connoisseur.
Our listeners would approve any woman. Any woman at all will do.
I had sex, and now Dad is dead.
This is what's going to happen. What percentage of the porn stars do you think hit a certain age, like maybe 40, and say to themselves, what the hell was I thinking?
Well, I think that happens around 26.
It happens earlier than that.
Yeah.
I was giving them too much credit.
Yeah.
It's sad, Doug.
Yeah.
But I think she's going to be different. I think McKenna Cade.
Why?
I think she'll rise above.
Do you think they do this because the money's so easy? Or they think they're really going to become a big star? This will help me become a crossover star.
I don't think they think about the long-term repercussions. If you're making some solid bank.
They don't say solid bank.
At a young age, if you don't have great education and you have a chance to make whatever it is, $80,000, $100,000, $150,000 right away, you probably say, let's do it, without thinking about how it will affect your next 20, 30, 40 years.
Right. White-collar gangster sending threats. Don't make the same mistake at Jill Cassidy, two eyes made, and destroy your career by standing up Tim.
That's a good word of warning to anyone getting into the porn business.
Right. Yeah, Mike.
Hello, Mike.
Hey, you missed it last night.
What did we miss?
I got a girl over last night.
You had a girl come over last night?
Very nice.
Yeah. And she said on the radio, on your radio station last night, that she's got big milk.
This didn't happen to be McKenna Cade, did it?
Go. If you could find the one last night on your radio station.
Very nice.
Yeah. And I saw the lady, the one training Larry.
Yeah.
Christine, what's her name?
Doug.
The lady that trained Larry?
No, how to lose weight.
Hallelujah.
She told Larry how to lose weight.
No, what's her name? Chris? Her name was... Her name? Chrissy Runnagirl.
What's going on Chrissy right now? It sounds like there's somebody in your ear. I feel like I'm watching the 2008 vice presidential debates.
Yeah, and I saw her in a hospital.
Did you get out of the hospital yet?
Yeah.
All right.
And I got a girl over last night.
Very nice. What was her name?
Minnie.
Minnie Pearl. Minnie Pearl came to visit.
That girl.
She always leave her tags on.
Yes, she did. Price tag.
Which is tags.
All right.
That girl don't want to give me a kiss before you got on Facebook on paste bounty paste.
Downy paste.
That bounty paste one. You guys saw it.
The family page.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So things are going better for you, in other words. Things are looking up. You're out of the hospital, you're feeling better, and you may have a girlfriend now.
Hey, I want to know where you get the bike at the one yesterday.
How great is it that the audience raised the money for your bike? What, $1,200, $1,300, if I'm not mistaken? Is that what you're asking about, where you get your bike?
Yeah.
Well, the gentleman's name who set up the GoFundMe account. He has the money. I know he's going to give you the money. And then I imagine you and Cletus could go pick out a new bike, Mike.
When you do that?
Doug, when will he get the money?
I don't have any idea how that works.
Okay. I'll contact him, Mike, and tell him to get in touch with you. And if he can't get in touch with you, I'll give him Cletus's number. So that way you'll get the money to go get a bike.
Thanks a lot for everything.
You're very welcome. On behalf of the listeners, you're very welcome. A lot of people donated because they love you, and they wanted to see you get a new bike.
And did you see the one out there, ladies, take a picture of me, say something about Doug?
Doug?
On your page.
Oh, my son did show me that, yes. Yes, you were in the hospital yelling at me, too, weren't you?
He heard it, too, huh?
Yeah, he saw it and alerted me to it, and I saw you yelling at me in the hospital.
And your son say, get better.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we've all given you that sentiment. We're hoping that you're feeling better, Mike.
Hey, Doc.
Yeah.
I'll call you right away, my underwear.
Put him down!
Whoa.
Put him down!
It's a shame.
Whoa.
It's a shame. I don't know where it came from.
Mike Lee has been suspended. He's been suspended a period of 2 days' time. Hey, thank you, Llewellyn's Pub, for the suspension logule. It is leather-bound.
How would your wife get his underoos? Mm.
I frankly don't know.
That's something to investigate.
Mm-hmm. Well, at least he's up and he's out of the hospital. He needs to not just get a bike, but get a better helmet. Baseball-style batting helmet with the cage on it. That'll prevent those facial injuries.
Or a football helmet.
That would be fine, too.
An old-school one that has just the one bar.
Like Y.A. Tittle.
Yeah.
Old school players and new school fools.
Outcast.
Keep you jumping like
Outcast
is my favorite all-time rap group.
Yeah. I mean, you can go back to Southern Playalistic Cadillac Funka.
Something. Throw your hands in the A year.
Player's ball.
Wave them like you just don't K year.
Was that a Clemini?
I don't know.
Because if you like fish and grits and all that pimp.
Oh, watch bleep, your language, boy.
Everybody, let me hear you say, oh, yeah, year.
Hmm. Very nice.
It sounds like highbrow music.
What about Bombs Over Baghdad, though? Came out in 2000 yeah. Before the Iraqi war in 2003.
I was more of an Aquemini guy,
we were,
as you said.
Bombs Over Baghdad or Aquemini go.
I wasn't either guy.
Okay.
Rosa Parks.
Uh-huh. Can we play some of that?
What about Rosa Parks?
That was the title of a song.
That was the name of the beat, man.
Okay.
Plowmet, pull that up. We're broadcasting live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios. Each hour is a different kind of an hour. The first hour, we talked about how 40-something women are more comfortable with their sexuality than 20-something women, and why that is, and how and why, and hue, and the comings and goings, and goings and comings. And then in the 8 o'clock hour was an hour-long interview with Joe Buck. And then the 9 o'clock hour, it was this. So it's a lot of different stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're not proud of it, really. We're proud of the Joe Buck interview. The rest of it, I don't know.
But in the Gateway Buick GMC studios are three fine broadcasters and a wonderful producer who booked a presidential candidate for tomorrow's show. And he's also trying to book an adult film star who shares the same name, because we think that'd be fun. A big Jill and Ween Wednesday.
Okay.
Jill Cassidy, and maybe even McKenna Cade.
What if we get one more Jill and have just three Jills Different guests. Every hour, different Jill.
Jill Wagner was the girl from the Mercury commercials that wanted to go out with producer Joe.
In real life, she
that
did?
In real
Are you
life
serious?
Happened. Doug witnessed it.
She's very attractive.
She's beautiful. Oh, yeah. She's beautiful.
And she was a big star at the time.
What
Maybe
happened?
She still is, but I haven't seen her.
Joe didn't really want to do it.
How did this come about?
She was here. This was the time she was doing all the car commercials.
Yeah. She was Mercury, right?
That's right.
And she came here for some sort of, for the car show, I guess, for Mercury. And since she was staying at a hotel across the street, she agreed to come in to the studio. That's back when we were above the sex shop. And,
yeah.
You know,
man, she's
Sleaze Landing.
She's still fine. She's 37 now. She's still fine.
And she said something to Joe about, okay, let's go do something after the show. And he wasn't interested.
What?
Unfortunately, Doug's story is true.
I guess she was here and didn't have anything to do, didn't have anything for hours to do until her part came up at the auto show.
I guess she's not married yet.
So let's go do something.
Yeah, that's true. I think she might have been going out with a member of the Dallas Stars at the time, and so she didn't want to say anything on the radio. But afterwards, and then I think her publicist reached out to me, so I was producer Joe's wingman. Mm-hmm. Jill Wagner, man, Jill Wagner is beautiful.
So she reached out to
beautiful.
You again to try to get a date with producer Joe.
I think something went on off the air, and then I said, I want to try and help this happen. I'm going to live vicariously through you. Now, had they gone out, and had it gotten to a point of coitus, I would imagine she would have bolted like the wind when she saw his landing strip.
No.
But.
How can I prevent my anus from bleeding?
Plowmet gets a gold star.
I'm
he gets a
gay.
Buck eye. Now he's just firing all kinds of bullets.
I mean, this is why it didn't work out. Because of that last drop. That's why he wasn't interested.
Jill wow. Suzanne Wagner.
She started on Punk'd, right? That's where she got her beat, right? I remember her.
I think she might have gone on with that Ashton Kutcher.
Well, I think there's been other women that have gone from Ashton Kutcher to producer Joe.
Yeah.
That's not
Mila
that
Kunis.
Not that unusual.
Demi Moore.
And Joe kind of denies that it happened, though, didn't he?
Oh, it definitely happened. It 100% happened.
What do you mean? That she was interested or they
she
went
was
out?
Absolutely.
But they never went out.
They never went out.
Are you
We were setting up
sure
a whole
that?
Dinner. I remember the restaurant and the whole thing. Well, I mean, I guess they could have and I wasn't there, but I remember setting up a whole dinner and I was going to live vicariously.
Joe, what the hell? Seriously. Why would you not hang out with her? I don't get it.
Well, I don't think he's on the line right now.
Okay, but I want to know.
We all wanted to
Listen,
know that, and we still, years later, we still would like to know that.
Here's what happens. You produce for this show, you get some of the finest women in the country. That's what happens. Look at the Seamaster. He's off to the Dominicano with his lovely lady friend.
Mm-hmm.
Plow Marlin has said girl, and he shaved his nipple hair, showing that he's becoming a little more cosmopolitan. That's what happens on this show. You produce our show, you get laid. You produce our show, you get laid. Yep, that's what we do.
But did he have something else to do? Was he not interested?
We can't figure it out for the life of us, Charlie.
Like, if you have a dentist appointment, you cancel it.
I would think he would cancel just about anything. Yep.
It was a Saturday night. I
Joe,
remember that.
Say
remember
it ain't that. So, Joe.
The whole reason I brought it up was Gateway Buick GMC Studios, I-270 McDonald Boulevard, online at stlouisbuickgmc.com. The 2017 GMC Acadia is an SUV unlike any prior to its arrival. You have to see it to believe it. Visit Gateway Buick GMC in Hazelwood, just off I-270, McDonald Boulevard, to see your first 2017 GMC Acadia. These vehicles are moving fast. So call ahead to book a free test drive at 314-895-1600. Go online at stlouisbuickgmc.com. It is Gateway Buick GMC. I mentioned it earlier in the show, but and they're talking about it now in the fan pin. The live broadcast, live to tape, live in front of a studio audience of the Ryan Kelly Morning After Thursday at Hot Shots. It will be the debut of the Lemmings T-shirts. It's a sharp-looking shirt. Do you guys know if those arrived yesterday? They were supposed to arrive yesterday.
Uh-oh.
Seamaster, I don't know if you saw them. I know you were out setting up remotes. Either way, they are they're going to be the latest fall fashion trend in St. Louis. Get yours now.
Mm.
And all the ladies will want you if you're wearing a Lemmings T-shirt.
You think? Okay. I could be wrong about that. It just doesn't seem to me that that would be an aphrodisiac for a lot of gals, but maybe it is.
Nah, this show is a real turn-on for women. And then also we'll be doing a live broadcast. And I guess maybe I'm just going to have to give money for the Foot Fetish Friday thing. I was trying to avoid that, but to me, Seamaster, I wanted to meet after the show. Plowhawk, and Dan Packer.
Who?
Danny Packer.
Why is he saying his name like that?
I think he's from Southie. And make sure that we have everything set up for Thursday night. But I guess I'm just going to have to give some money away for the Foot Fetish Friday thing. Or, live. What do you think would get the job done? Like, give us a competition where Jay gets to suckle upon a potpourri of ideally attractive women's feet in front of a live studio audience at Hot Shots on Manchester Thursday night with drink specials and food specials. What do you think the dollar figure is that's going to get that done?
Hundo?
Think so?
Hundo to the winner? Is there a second place prize?
I'd be happy to diversify my portfolio.
Okay.
Plowhawk, you're in tune with the younger tykes. So is Nolan Ryan. What do you think would be the way to get women to participate in this?
To me, it all depend on if they have a husband that listens to the show and they're being talked into it, or if a guy...
I think a boyfriend's probably more likely.
I think
a husband, you're talking probably... Well, I don't know. I guess here it could be in their 20s, but 30s or 40s, and then 100 probably isn't going to be as valuable to somebody in their 30s or 40s as it would be for somebody in their 20s. Of course, unless that person in the 20s lives in the Central Corridor and the person in the 40s lives like in St. Charles County.
Right.
So I guess the dollar carries different weight in different places.
Maybe they can do an eye for an eye type thing. Most girls like to see their husbands, boyfriends, fiancés, whatever, humiliated. They get their foot suckled by Jay only if their husband do the same to Jay. You know,
I don't know if I want to be a part of that.
No.
Maybe we can do that for a reconvening of the first pitch when TJ Weber takes Christmas break.
I'm just saying, I think it's going to be well over 150, and if you do that with four people, is the return on the investment worth it to you if you pay $400 or $500 for these females?
Right.
It all is what you want to spend.
Here's what you do. You have 100 to the first place, 50 to second, 25 for third. You get three solid candidates. It's $175. Everybody wins.
Do you think 100 gets the job done, though? That's what I'm asking.
Yeah, I think someone will allow their toe to be sucked, basically as a joke for the show, for $100.
Yeah, I don't think most people mind showing their feet. Do you? Who cares?
My feet are ugly. I have a big bunion.
Oh, no.
Top row.
On my left foot, Doug.
Well, let me see them.
Here you go.
You need to have that burned off and everything.
That's how the bunions are treated? Are they burnt?
I don't know.
I think they saw them
Where's
off.
Where's the bunion?
Or they lop them off with hedge clippers?
Is this right here on the big toe?
You can't see it?
This thing?
Yeah.
That looks like gout. That's what gout looks like.
No, it's a bunion.
Have you had it checked out? Because that's right where gout hits you.
My mom had bunions, bro.
Yeah.
She got them sawed off.
Really? Genetic thing. Yeah, you'll win no contest with that thing.
Yeah. Tough break. I have a couple hammer toes as well.
Does it hurt a bunion?
No.
Not even with your shoes on, it doesn't hurt?
No.
People are texting in, by the way, that the reason producer Joe wouldn't go out with Jill Wagner is because she was dating a professional athlete and that was one of his rules.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah.
That's a dumb rule.
He could afford to be very picky.
My wife would be down for it, Tim. She'll do anything for you, Tim. Doug, you suck, you old bastard. That's Fred from the poor part of the nail.
Fred, now he got suspended yesterday for 6 days' time. So I'm surprised that he would text in today because the suspension just got upped another 2 days' time. So he's now been suspended a period of 8 days' time.
Tim, offer them a steak dinner with you and Anna Marie at Billy G's. That's from the 314. I don't know. I think people would rather have money, and I would rather them have money.
Yeah.
So everybody would lose in that scenario.
What about a 24-hour package deal of just hanging out with Doug? Follow him to work, follow him to radio.
Doug, that sounds like something you'd enjoy.
Lunch.
No, I think the dinner with you would be a better idea than that.
Maybe two tickets to Charlie's wedding?
How about that?
Yeah, that's not
two bad. All-inclusive tickets.
Could anybody tell me about Bertarelli Cutlery? Anybody?
It's a good shop.
I can tell you about the... the Chop Chop Cheeky business, if that's what you're talking about.
That's what I'm looking for.
It's where all your favorite kitchen tools can be found. Gadgets, gizmos from the names you love and trust right there at the Bertarelli Retail Port. That's at the front of the store. At the back of the store, they sharpen knives. They have a wide array of sharpening solutions for the professional kitchen. They sharpen and service knives, slicer blades, mixers, and much more. They service all brands of food prep equipment. So if you got something that's not working right, you go, well, this is a knife. I don't know where I would take it. It's not. I know they do not. Any kind of food prep equipment, that's what Bertarelli does. They can service it and make it run good as new. No business too big, no business too small for their family service. You're saying, I wish they had cutting boards.
Right.
Well, they have them. They have the highest quality cutting boards on the market. That's part of the retail shop. Some of the best restaurants, hotels in town send their knives to Bertarelli to be sharpened, and that's what you ought to do too. And you'll be amazed at how much better they work. So go visit them on the Hill. Check out the showroom. Mention this show and receive one free knife sharpening with a $5 in-store purchase. That's Bertarelli Cutlery. Get a free $5 in-store purchase if you mention this name.
Bertarelli Cutlery, the sponsor of the Bertarelli Cutlery Cuts of the Week. And once again, Vogel Heating and Cooling proud to present the 47th annual Jack Buck Golf Classic. That's Monday, August 15th. The cause is near and dear to Vogel Heating and Cooling's hearts because John Vogel's son is afflicted with cystic fibrosis, but he's been fortunate enough to live a fairly healthy life and is now 21 years old. This golf classic takes place at the award-winning St. Albans Country Club, one of the finest country clubs in the Midwest, in support of the CF Foundation, a deep and talented fundraising and research support group that the people at Vogel know has made a difference for those with this horrible disease. Thanks to the CF Foundation, there are many therapies that help with outcomes for those with cystic fibrosis. There's no cure for the disease, but today there's real hope that an actual cure is possible, and the CF Foundation is leading the charge. So what can you do? Join Vogel Heating and Cooling and others on August 15th for a full day of activities. Players enjoy 18 holes of golf at St. Albans, plus breakfast and lunch with proceeds to benefit the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation. You can buy your tickets at gateway.cff.org. I believe, and this is exciting, it's time for the email of the day.
Right.
A lot of suggestions for how to get girls for the Foot Fetish Friday thing. I appreciate that.
Well, what sort of
we got to get this? Make a trade deal with Ginger Bay, get a free spa package for advertising. Yeah, we'll put something together. It just becomes a whole thing.
Yeah, well, I'm sure it does, Tim.
But I got great people, Doug. And you know what those great people will do? They'll get it done.
Okay. Including Danny Packer.
Danny Packer's great.
All right.
Started off as an intern, already hired him.
Danny Packer.
He's a good guy. He's a good guy.
All right.
Guys, I've been, and we're giving away tickets here to Liverpool FC and AS Roma 7:30 next Monday at Busch Stadium. That's the prize for the email today. Guys, I've been thinking about the sexual prowess of you three studs if you were all chicks. You ever think about that?
No.
I haven't.
No.
Starting with Tim, I see a sexually evolved 39-year-old that still gets carded at the bars because she looks so young. Guys love her, but she's too high maintenance and her hairdo makes her head look misshapen. Charlie is the 30-year-old young lass of the group, kind of hot, but she's clearly the porky fat friend of the group.
The duff.
She tries really hard to be funny, but that's the problem. She reeks of desperation. Finally, to the holy grail of the group, that is Doug, a 65-year-old that uses her Medicare card and senior discounts to lure in the young hot guys into her basement. She's old and saggy, and without makeup, her face looks like a catcher's mitt, but her appeal to the masses is simple. Doug knows stuff. Give that old queen a whirl, and she will give her tongue a whirl right up that, perv out, baby, perv out. Peace, bees with a lot of yous. It's Dr. Woody Bender.
The Dr. Woody Bender.
Guys, plops here, I could honestly throw up right now. All this talk about world titles, intercontinental titles, and now universal titles, and you bastards don't even mention the late, great TV title. What kind of show is this? Hell, Booker T held that strap six different times, starting on December 29th, 1997. Doug, of course, you remember where you were and who you were spooning on September 29th, 1992, watching Scott Steiner hoist the strap onto his beefy shoulder. Hell, Ricky Steamboat and Arn Anderson each held it four times. I haven't even had crabs four times. You know, I've been disappointed in this show before, like the two times I got Mizzou football tickets in the mail from you guys 4 hours after the game had ended. Or the time I got Mardi Gras tent passes from you in the mail 7 weeks after Easter. But never quite to this extent. Be glad the great Mutah, didn't hear today's broadcast, as I'm sure he'd have marched right into that station and blown his magical green mist right into all of your doughy faces. Doug, that's from the elusive Misty Plops.
Elusive Misty Plops.
Plops here.
Dear Doug, you are my everything. I hate the days you are away from me and the late nights that keep us away from cuddling. Your hard work feeds me. I love when you let me lick your entire face and play it hard to get when I sniff your undercarriage. I really enjoy when I make a mess of myself that you are there to clean me and...
Okay, that's enough. You laughed, though. Who was it? That wasn't me. Rarely, that was you laughing.
No, rarely do you ever
laugh. I didn't
laugh
at that.
You did.
That was why. Who
you
was
snickered.
It?
That was Bandit, the white-collar gangster.
Bandit, the white-collar gangster, has been suspended. He's probably related to just the white-collar gangster. Suspended.
I can't confirm that.
A period of 2 days' time. Thanks, Llewellyn.
Howdy, I'm sorry, but that Joe Buck interview was not the best interview you've ever had. That distinction belongs to Dustin Diamond, a.k.a. Screech from Saved by the Bell. Now, if you can get Joe in the studio and one of you can wear a monocle while the other stands in the corner dressed as a Confederate soldier, you might have something. Thanks. That's from Bill Pullman's Independence Day speech. Doug, that's an old reference there.
Yes, it sure
Martin
is.
Wore the monocle. The cat wore a football helmet, and I stood in the corner dressed as a Confederate soldier.
How did you happen to have the uniform?
It's a great question. I don't know. But I know that I was
you
dressed in Confederate.
A Confederate uniform.
Yeah. And it was obviously fitted for the little drummer boy of the that particular army.
Okay.
Fernando Tatis rang the doorbell wearing his extra small milkman delivery costume. Come in, yelled the transitioning old geezer from behind the door. I'm upstairs, proclaimed the voice. Fernando was carrying a six-pack of Zima and a half gallon of Slim Milk. He walked upstairs with bated breath. When he opened the door, he saw Doug naked and spread eagle with his butt flower in full bloom. My orchid needs some sticky milk, he said.
Okay, that's enough.
The word butt flower should never be said.
Who was it, Tim?
Joe Cuck.
Joe Cuck has been suspended. He's been suspended a period of 2 days' time, so we won't be seeing him for a couple of days.
Morning, gents. Great show today. The Joe Buck interview was pretty good, I guess, but he's no Jill Cassidy. Well, that's all I got for today. My buddy's moving into Brentwood Forest, and I got to get ready for the pool scene. I'm no Charlie Marlowe, but I'm a solid St. Louis 7, so I think I'll do all right. May the Lord bless ye, Path. Big Boss, no co.
Nice.
Big Boss, no co.
How is the pool scene at Brentwood Forest this year?
It's good. I haven't been all year, though.
So you're speaking from Periscope sessions of Compadres?
I drive past it. There's always a lot of cars there.
Yeah.
I need to go.
Why don't you go?
I've just been busy, man. Plus, I have the water in my ears right now. I've clogged ears.
You can't be serious.
I'm dead serious.
Well, how'd you get that if you haven't been in the pool?
From a lake.
Oh.
From water skiing. Any other questions?
Well, no. I was just concerned about your health. That's all.
Thank you.
Morning, boys. The Joe Buck interview is gold. Great job, Tim. I didn't know how you find the time of your busy schedule to get a guest like that, but you did it, kid. Way to go. You're the best in the business.
Okay.
Doug and Chuck.
That's from us.
Something, something tuna fish, something, something Doug's rump, something, something Bradley University is the best. Chippity, ba, ba, ba. Does this email template get me dem tickies because it seems to work for everyone else? It's from Ray King.
No.
Not
Ray
happy with the emailing.
King. King.
Ahoy. Wow, wow, wow. You three really hammered out a mediocre program, just flat got after it. This ma'am, I mean. Speaking of that, I can't wait to see you peach cakes Thursdaying out Hot Shots Manchester way. There'll be bro hugs all around. Just look for a largest gent with a bushy salt and pepper beard, and when we find each other, you like that? Not find each other?
I don't like it, no.
We'll split some fries, engage in a spot of deep, intriguing convo over a beer, and then we'll French. Ooh la la, how do you do? Concerns, thoughts? No fooling. Lefty Jack Smear.
Okay.
Lefty.
Lefty Jack Smear. Jack
hey, Smear. Should we just give the spring training trip to Mike Lee because he has entered about 500 times? Do you know if Mike Lee was biking in Sunset Hills before the accident? Doug?
I don't believe that he
Any
was.
Any thoughts, Doug?
No.
Is it just me or when I see the Democratic campaign, I feel like House of Cards is playing out in real life? Do you have a lot of Chinese listeners now with all the land they are buying in Missouri? Why isn't Seymour going to Hilton Head? It's Tim approved. Do you think Chapman wanted to go to the Cubs to get closer to caller Jordan? Feel the Johnson. Steve Wildwood.
Steve in Wildwood.
And finally, Tim, here's a nice quick email for you to read towards the end of the email today when you're clearly going into Frank's time already. Now, Dougie, let me motorboat that daddy milk. Doug's butt stubble. And that's what we have for the email of the day. Show me what you got, little mama.
I didn't like any
Show
of
me
them.
What you got,
I didn't
little
like
lady.
Any of them.
Show me what
either.
You got, shorty.
I don't have a check mark by any of them. Not by any of them. Gee, Christmas. I didn't have a check mark by any of them.
I didn't
them.
Either.
I guess I'll go Misty Plops.
That's what I was going to say, but I don't really remember what he said. Tim, just you go ahead and pick.
God, I think I was going to go with Dr. Woody Bender. So I'll go to the Speaker of the House, the Plowmet.
I'm going to kind of go Ray King.
Well, then what do we go? Oh,
Sea
Nolan
Monster.
Ryan.
Oh, Nolan
on his
Ryan.
Last day. Nolan Ryan on his last day of his internship.
Was he listening?
It was a nice little honor for him.
He was, he says.
I'm going to go with my man Plowsy right here and go with Ray King.
Wow.
Wow.
And I will not be signing off on your internship now. So that's kind of the way we handle business.
That cost him a whole summer.
Yep, it did.
Cost him a grade, three credit hours.
Yep. Take that, Nolan Ryan. Bastard. Congratulations to Ray King for winning today's email today. And he got the tickets by using the email of the day template. He has won the tickets to the soccer game. Doug, YNWA in town on Monday.
YNWA.
Yep.
Okay.
A.S. Roma. YNWA.
YNWA.
Will the crowd sing You'll Never Walk Alone at Busch Stadium on Monday?
YNWA.
That's right. All that's right. Hey, it's the Lion's Choice Famous Roast Beef Handoff to Frank Cusimano's Hollywood Casino Press Box. And let me make sure I make mention of Marishan Insurance. Doug and I usually do a witty repartee, but I'm just going to hit the hole here. Over 5 years of experience as a farmer's insurance agent, Chris Marishan and his team have the knowledge and experience to help you better understand your coverage options, whether that's auto, home, renters, business, insurance, and more. Chris and his team will make recommendations for you to help save your money. The office is located at 8515 Del Mar. Talk with Chris directly and his staff, not an automated third party. Call 314-942-1506, 314-942-1506, or you can text Chris, the word Chris, to 411-411. Support the sponsors. Great show today, boys. Enjoyed it. Joe Buck, outstanding. Talk of women in their 40s being more comfortable with sex, outstanding. Larry Nickel, brilliant. And this 9 o'clock hour, one for the ages, sir. McKenna Cade, Doug. McKenna Cade. Remember it when she becomes the next Jenna Jameson.
And you're going to try to get her on.
Sea Monsters on it. Maybe Jill Cassidy and her at the same time can give us their take on the Democratic National Convention.
They won't be on.
Frank's up next. Hollywood Casino Press Box. The Lion's Choice Famous Roast Beef handoff to Frank. For Peyton, for the Plowmet, for our intern Nolan Ryan on his final day here at the radio station. For my brother Kevin, for the Sea Monster, for Charlie Marlowe, and for Jimmy the Cat Hayes, and for Douglas Elvin Bond, I'm Tim McKernan. And this has been the Ryan Kelly Morning After on CBS Sports 105.7 HD2 FM 920 AM and inside STL.com live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studio.